Hello, hello, hello. It's me, your Starlight Savior, your Moonlight Creator, the one and only Brian Arver. And this is a major update to what's been going on. I know I haven't been doing the Amped Up Rebooted episodes as of late. It's been a lot going on. Obviously, COVID-19 has a lot to do with it. A lot has to do with just the way that I've been... I'm going to say it like this. A lot of things I've been going through lately. But I am back. I am okay. I am alive. I'm kicking. I'm whooping ass, taking names, all of that good stuff, as you can tell from my voice. And I've got a chance to do a lot of things since the COVID crisis began. For one, I actually got to be a part of a live discussion of Turbo Power Ranger movie. And if I want to thank Thomas Rochester, sorry if I messed up your name, for that. And a friend of mine, Trevor, for giving me a chance to be a part of this. I had a lot of fun doing it. It was the first time I've done something like that live, where you could see my face and everything. And it was really interesting. And I realized how much Turbo Power Ranger the movie had changed me in a way. But that gave me the idea to do my own live episodes. So, as of today, I'm formally announcing Amped Up Rebooted Live, which will be coming out soon. I'm working out the details. There will be live guests, not every episode, but I will be doing live discussions, and we'll have guest hosts. I am planning on a Power Ranger episode eventually, but it won't be in time for National Power Ranger Day, because of course there's something I'm waiting to come in the mail, and I want it for this particular episode, so we have that coming along. But that doesn't mean Amped Up Rebooted will be in it. I actually set up a schedule for me to do both Amped Up Rebooted and for Amped Up Rebooted Live to be a companion series to it, so that wherever I discuss on one, you will get a chance to participate in the discussion about it in the live episode. So this is something that's going to be a big part of my life. I'm getting to a point where I'm actually able to finally schedule time for me to do these episodes, and I'm actually trying to get to a point where I can stick with it. So I'll let you know officially when the episode will be for Amped Up Rebooted and when the episodes will be for Amped Up Rebooted Live. It will be, live will probably be later on during the day, but the podcast will happen earlier during the day, so expect the little time change in between. And I am going to try to keep this up the best way I can, but as always, we don't know what the world has in store for us, and 2020 has definitely been one of those years where anything that could happen did happen. So you have that. Now, I don't want to just do an update, because like I said, a lot of things are okay with me. I'm actually better as a person. At least I feel better, and I'm and taking better care of myself, because a lot of y'all know about my anxiety and know about the depression, and at the same time, you also understand it some better than I do. So I want to also do another episode, but it's just going to be one of those, what I've heard around the world, what I've heard, and what I've actually been doing. First thing first, those that are torn between the PS5 and the Xbox Series X, to me, I'm planning on trying to get the PS5. To me, my best friend just sold it to me some time ago, and it is one sexy beast. And I actually got a PS4 before, and I've been playing that a lot, way more than my Nintendo Switch. And to me, the PS5 just looks damn good. Not gonna lie, I actually want the PS5, and I hope that a lot of the games for the PS4 will be compatible with it, so I can keep my collection, because in the short time that I had the PS4, I done built up a sizable collection of PS4 games. Some that I bought on clearance, others that I ordered online, and I have not bought any via the PSN because using my hotspot on my phone sucks. I think I'm able to update it once or twice, but not any of my games, except for maybe one or two games that actually got updated using my hotspot. And that's because, honestly, again, using a hotspot on your phone with data kind of sucks completely. So I actually like my PS4. I probably will upgrade to the PS5. And I'm still playing my Nintendo Switch, just not as often, because I'm not taking it with me to work. I'm just playing when I feel like it, but most time, I'm spending time playing PS4, playing Call of Duty, Infinite Warfare. I actually beat it twice so far. I plan on playing it again, and going from there. Another thing has been the fact that there will be a lot less Super Sentai footage after Power Rangers Dino Fury, because Hasbro is ending the Super Sentai contract, whatever you want to call it, with the Super Sentai series. Now, to those who don't know, Super Sentai is what was adapted, what Power Rangers was adapted from, and a lot of the footage we saw in the first couple of seasons used Sentai footage from the respective Sentai shows. Now, this is going to be interesting, because I would love to see if they're going to keep doing the Power Rangers name and not use fully American footage. It would make a lot of sense, but at the same time, I will miss it some, and I hope they continue it on. I would hate to see Power Rangers end after so long, but at the same time, we did have that little bit of a break when they canceled Power Rangers and they did the reboot of season one, which, kind of sucked. And then they brought it up to Samurai and it was a lot of changes done. So I would like to see what they do with this. And I also would like to see another Kamen Rider series that they did, Kamen Rider Dragon Knight, and to me, that was as good as the original Kamen Rider, Kamen Rider Ryuki. The show that that was adapted from. So, yeah, why not do a Kamen Rider show for the kids? I mean, obey yet, give us what we want for the most part. Kamen Rider brought to DVD the first couple of seasons. Because a lot of us would, hell, I would pay money just to watch the original Kamen Rider at home and actually enjoy it. I mean, it's a good show. I've watched some of the other ones on Pluto TV and it interests me, and I've always been a fan of Kamen Rider, and it's one of the things where I'm looking forward to doing once I can get some more of the toys. I currently only have the Gamma Drive from X8, so once I get more, I'm planning on doing some reviews on my live show, and I may do one today, just about how I feel. We'll see. It's just one of the things where I've always been interested in. Kamen Rider, Tokusatsu in general has just been an interest to me. I even looked up some old Godzilla shows just for me to watch because, I'm sorry, Godzilla rocks. Y'all know it. I know it. Now, switching over to Netflix, if you haven't seen Project Power, by all means, check it out as soon as you can. Project Power is amazing. I've watched it and pretty much working on watching it again. I loved it. The songs are amazing. Everything is just crazy. I just, doing this, I haven't had a chance to do a lot of writing. As some of you know, I've written a few books. But I've been trying to do other things, and watching Project Power, watching some older movies. I actually watched the 2010 movie Remember Me and talked to my friend about it. I've been watching Awkward, that MTV show. I've been binging the first season, hoping to get the second season soon. And Ashley Ricard is, one, I forgot how cute she was. That's the one thing. Two, she's an amazing actress. And three, the show is just underrated. It's I remember it came out in 2010. So I was a couple years out of high school, but was still weren't really paying attention to it as much. I knew it was around. I think I watched maybe one or two episodes, but that was it. But I'm getting a chance to rewatch it just to get, just because when I was bored, and I actually like it. I actually am enjoying it a lot more. It reminds me of the Degrassi's shows I used to watch as a kid, only with one central character. And I actually enjoyed it a lot more than y'all think, and y'all should check it out. If you got Amazon Prime, all the seasons on Amazon Prime, free, go out there, watch it, enjoy it, because it's one of those underrated shows that we're just, I'm looking forward to seeing the ending. And by the way, speaking of remembering, I'm not going to spoil the ending if you haven't seen it, but that had an ending that just left my jaw open, and it was like, oh, that, that was just, the ending of it was just amazing, so there's that. Now, as you can probably tell, I'm speaking to you a lot better because I finally, and I'm trying my best not to do a impression of The Rock, but finally got a proper gaming headset to be used with my podcast, with my videos in general, and it is awesome. It's, for it being a little cheap, I had to pay like $9 for it. It's, to me, it's awesome. I've been using it for gaming, mainly with Call of Duty. Yeah, I don't play it multiplayer, but it is good to hear, especially when my dad's in the other room, and I can just hear everything from on one set without worrying about it. So I love this headset. It's like I said, got it from Roses Express. That tells you something. Yeah, it's cheap, but it does the job. And I'm actually finally got a proper tripod. So the next review will be amazing. I'm looking forward to doing it now. But no, I'm not doing a whole lot today. I'm not gonna go through, and as like I said, this is mainly an update, but also to get some names that's been on my mind. Yeah, again, after we boot it live, it's coming up soon. I'm working on ideas for the debut episode. It won't be a live discussion mainly. It'll be like introduction to who I am, of course, like I always do. May discuss one or two things, but no guest host. But I will be doing guest hosts over time, getting more people in, trying to talk about things nerdy, some current events, trying to make it so that if you got an opinion about something, you can voice it. It's a safe space, but at the same time, kind of uncensored, like I've been doing here, because I don't like to be sensitive so much. So yeah, there will be, of course, my rules are the usual, nothing, no racist terms, stuff like that, because that's one of the things I don't like to use at all. But again, it is coming up soon. So until then, I'm me, Brian Oliver, and I hope that y'all having a blessed day, being safe and all of that, and I'll talk to y'all soon, and see you soon. Bye.